Welcome to CoinStack, our podcast and newsletter on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, DeFi, blockchain, Web 3.0, and the future of money. Let's get started.
CoinStack is sponsored by FTX. FTX is the safe, regulated way to buy and sell Bitcoin and other digital assets. Trade crypto with up to 85% lower fees than top competitors. FTX US is also the only leading exchange that supports both Ethereum and Solana NFTs. You can trade NFTs with no gas on FTX US and gas subsidized when you withdraw off the platform. Check out FTX US today or download the FTX app for Android and iOS.
CoinStack is sponsored by HeartRhythm, the crypto quant fund focused on global and social transformation. For 3 years now, their crypto trading strategies have generated exceptional returns without a single down month. By using a combination of algorithmic trading, margin lending, DeFi yield farming, and hedged liquidity pools, HeartRhythm is now hiring to scale up their team, which is currently based in San Francisco, Boulder, and Chicago, but it's a remote first team, so you can live anywhere. They're hiring smart contract developers, quant engineers, data scientists, and a COO and CFO with hedge fund experience. If you're interested in joining their exceptional team or learning more about their crypto quant fund and social impact focus, visit heartrhythm.com. That's rhythm like algorithm, R-I-T-H-M. Thank you to HeartRhythm for sponsoring this episode of CoinStack.
Going on, guys. This is Mike, your favorite DeFi degen. Welcome back to another episode of This Week in Crypto, where we review all the top news, stories, facts, stats, reports, all the craziness that happened in crypto in the last week, and do it all in one simple little podcast. So let's go through some top news stories of the week. First one up, Janet Yellen applauds White House's store crypto executive order. Biden administration cryptocurrency executive order strikes the right balance between encouraging responsible innovation and addressing potential risks to consumers and the broader financial system, Treasury Secretary Yellen said in a statement. Number two, Thailand reportedly exempts 7% crypto tax for traders on unauthorized exchanges. The Finance Ministry of Thailand has reportedly eased up crypto tax regulations to promote the investment of digital asset market. These changes on the tax regulation come just a few weeks after the government scrapped its plans earlier this week, introducing 15% crypto tax gains. The new tax policy exempts crypto traders from the 7% value-added tax VAT on authorized exchanges reported by Reuters. The revised tax policy would also allow traders to offset their annual losses against gains for their crypto investment. This comes as a big relief for traders, given most of the governments at this point are only looking to tax gains without taking into account the loss incurred by traders due to crypto market volatility. New tax exemption would come into effect from April 2022 and last until December 2023. Number three, we have the Philippines to launch a pilot CBDC implementation. As the world of finance continues to transform, new forms of money are challenging traditional monetary infrastructures that have been around for a long time. Currently, central bank digital currencies have caught eye of various countries, including the Philippines. In a joint event organized by the Bangkok Central NG Filipinas, the Philippine Central Bank, the Alliance for Financial Inclusion, BSP Governor Benjamin Dicono, announced the rollout of Project CBDC-PH, a pilot implementation of a CBDC for the country. According to Dicono, the project aims to improve the payment system's safety, resiliency, and efficiency. Next one up, we have FTX Europe launches in Switzerland, emphasizing regulatory compliance. Global cryptos and spot derivatives exchange FTX is bringing its European operations under a new corporate umbrella. FTX Europe will allow the firm's products and services to cater to European clients via a licensed investment firm overseen by the Cyprus financial market regulator, according to a statement released on Monday. Cyprus is a member of the European Union, so licenses granted there are passportable, meaning that they apply across the European Economic Area, which includes Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway, but excludes Switzerland. FTX Europe is currently headquartered in Switzerland, and the statement notes but has a regional headquarters in Cyprus, which has been a member of the EU since 2004. And completed entry into Economic Monetary Union in 2008. Last but not least, but also a pretty big one, Avalanche Foundation unveils $290 million incentive program to spur on growth of subnets. The Avalanche Foundation announced incentives worth hundreds of millions of dollars on Tuesday to stimulate new types of development to the Avalanche blockchain. the so-called Avalanche Multiverse Program, funded by 4 million AVAX tokens, aims to encourage the growth of subnets on the network. Subnets are blockchains linked to Avalanche in which they are similar tools and features, but they can be customized to suit the requirements of specific apps. They're also siloed in terms of competing for resources, meaning their speed and costliness won't be affected by events such as popular NFT drops elsewhere on Avalanche blockchain. Subnets can also be used as a token of their own design instead of AVAX.
Celo, the mobile-first blockchain that makes financial tools accessible to anyone with a mobile phone number, is a proud sponsor of CoinStack. Connect, transact, and store your crypto assets on the Celo blockchain using only an SMS interface. Celo is fully compatible with Ethereum, so you can run smart contracts built in Solidity. It uses proof-of-stake consensus, has high throughput, and 5-second transaction finality. Celo is now the fourth fastest-growing blockchain in all of DeFi. Learn more about Celo's family of stablecoins by visiting celo.org.
Top deals and fundraisers. Stanford researchers raised $32 million as they build a privacy-focused blockchain. Collaborators at Stanford University have raised nearly $32 million funding for Espresso, a new layer one blockchain focused on privacy and decentralization. The funding will provide the resources necessary to grow the team researching, building, and implementing the infrastructure and products that will make Web3 ready for broad adoption, study blog posts on Espresso's website. The funds will also go towards bringing these products to market through a range of channels, distribution of native end-user products, developer adoption, and partnership with entrepreneurs, startups, and enterprises. The company behind Espresso is called Espresso Systems. It's led by four co-founders. The latest funding round was led by Greylock Partners and Electric Capital, with participation from Sequoia Capital, Blockchain Capital, and Slow Ventures. Developers behind Espresso contend that one factor hampering broader adoption is high transaction fees that fluctuate. Sorting fees render many of today's most popular decentralized applications inaccessible for large numbers and would-be consumers, says the blog post. Number two, Web3 infrastructure startup Wallet Connect raises $11 million Series A funding. Wallet Connect, a Web3 infrastructure startup that allows users to connect crypto wallets with decentralized applications via QR codes, has raised $11 million in Series A funding round. Union Square Ventures, 1KX, as well as 1KX, co-led the round with Coinbase Ventures, Semantic Ventures, Zerion, and others participating. Angel investors include Alex Savank, Eric Connor, and Arjun Buptain, Victor Boonen, Mara Schmidt, Anna Rose, and Ajit Tripathi also backed around. This was an equity round and will help Wallet Connect become a decentralized Web3 messaging layer. The project's founder, Pedro Gomez, told The Block, to that end, Wallet Connect is building two new products, a direct messaging protocol and a push notification protocol. Last but not least, we have leading virtual brand raises $10 million to expand its presence in the metaverse. A digital space is known as the metaverse is leading the new reality where virtual items exist in gamified or parallel worlds online. Here, participants may work socialize on own property and exchange items that exist in world constructed on the blockchain. As companies continue to invest heavily in this space, brands must learn how to navigate this new frontier and determine their place in the digital world. With growing interest in the metaverse and non-fungible tokens, Space Runners is working on to alleviate some of the unknowns in this transition. Space Runners is a metaverse fashion brand aimed to create interoperable fashion items for the metaverse to build space where fashion can be gamified for the first time.
Hive Digital is a leading provider of SEO and PPC services for blockchain, DeFi, Web3, and crypto companies to drive organic and paid traffic. If you want to expand your presence and leads from Google and Facebook, hire Hive Digital today. Head on over to hivedigital.com.
Top stats as well as your top reports. First stat we got, as Russians try to preserve value, BTC has emerged as one of the options. This caused BTC to trade at an eye-popping 40% premium. Magic Eden, an NFT marketplace over on Solana, has now has daily transactions 2.5 times that of OpenSea. Since September, there's been a significant increase in the number of wallets with more than one NFT, which recently surpassed 500,000 on Solana. Digital assets remain only a fraction of the size of other more established markets. Crypto assets nearly at $2 trillion versus precious metals at $13 trillion, alternatives at $21 trillion, and money supply at $103 trillion. Filecoin and the Graph lead with the highest revenues earned in the last week. And the top crypto report we have for you this week is the Crypto Tuzzers report for Vela, Spy, and Stratman Brothers. Velos is the fastest EVM/eBPH hybrid chain mechanism blockchain, which allows building decentralized applications and smart contracts on its main net and able to scale those transactions, validating up to 75,000 transactions per second. It is founded by the CEO of the world's first and biggest altcoin payment processor platform, CoinPayments.net. Inspired by the value of Web 3.0 and blockchain technology, Velos aims to be a project that combines blockchain and innovative technologies to create transparent, community-driven, and decentralized ecosystem products and services. Their mission is to create and integrate world-changing technology products and services to improve people's lives all over the world, and make the internet free again, and to address the main blockchain trilemma. The technology is being developed with an emphasis on scalability, security, and decentralization. Guys, that is your This Week in Crypto. Tune in next week where we do it all over again. Peace.